Lexington at 52 degrees on a Friday afternoon. It's the Bottom Line Sports Market
Podcast. What are you laughing at here, man?
Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300.
Hey, buddies.
Hey, Braddy.
Stealing my lines?
Hey. I've never seen it more startled in my life. He's like, what?
And from Classic Rock 92.1 on your Google app and your Apple app, you can download our app at WBVX. Classic Rock 92.1, Beer Man.
May the winners be yours.
My name is Dead Air.
Oh, touche, young grasshopper.
My
touche.
Name is Dead Air Dennison.
I thought I was supposed to introduce you.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Give me this kiss-ass interview.
Ooh, give me the intro you did on take one.
On take one? We're on take two?
You know, on the 17-minute take that we just eradicated?
Ladies and gentlemen, three-time award winner of the Lexington Music Award for Best Radio Personality.
Don't you dare say
Central
anything
Kentucky.
Else about awards.
Appalachian Arts Entertainment Award winner, nominee for Smiley Pete, Best of Lex, nominee for his fourth Lexington Music Award. Ladies and gentlemen, from Classic Rock 92.1, the afternoon guru, Dead Air Dennis, Best of Lexington.
Heck of an intro there.
Screw
Brad,
you both.
You could take some notes on giving intros.
Oh, I could.
You know what would help you? When the time comes when the time comes for us to be presenters at the Lexington Music
yes.
Award, you should present an award.
You come out and you be one of the presenters with us.
I will present an award.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not nominated, so why am I going to be there in
the first
place?
Of course,
I'm not nominated. Uh-huh. I'll be there.
He'll stand there and go, I don't understand why I wasn't nominated
for
this
right.
award.
All right, the nominees for Best Bluegrass Band. My name is not on here.
Where's my name?
I watched Hee-Haw.
Back in the 70s.
I watched Hee-Haw.
I should have.
I know Johnny Cash turns around and goes, hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Y'all are listening to the second take of the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast.
Yeah, because the first
take was 16 and a half minutes long, and we talked about nothing other than Brad being bitter
over
not getting any awards.
A tale of woe.
I'm trying to consolidate 17 minutes of my life into something worthwhile.
I'll bottom line the whole thing for you.
I like that.
Yes.
That's a good line for you.
It is a good line. Yes. Smiley Pete sucks. You too. I don't know how you got nominated. And Brad got the old screw job. Back to you.
All right. Brad Taylor last week finished 2-2. Dennis finished 2-2. Beer Man finished 1-3. And now we are updated.
But we're all making you money for the playoffs, correct?
I lost a little bit last weekend.
But I mean, in terms of overall for the
entire
playoffs.
I think I took the under on every game. And
okay.
I don't think – I don't remember – I feel like I only hit one under.
I think only one under hit last week, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's a good time for me to interject that good words for Smiley Pete, because Chris Eddy is a heck of a guy and Alex Martin is a heck of a young lady and they do a fine production.
We had already moved on.
I know.
We're talking about how many unders had hit last week.
I'm not going to sit here quiet while you badmouth Smiley Pete. It's a great local publishing company. Who do a lot of great things like the Crave Festival and the Lexington Taco Week and Pizza Week and Burger Week. So there you go.
Tacos.
Coffee Week.
Taco Week. Eat them if you got them. What?
Don't forget.
Lexington week. Bourbon Week. Anyway, back to the recap.
Oh, now that's the rub right there. So Mr. Investor over here now has his big bourbon company, and now he's trying
bourbon?
To kiss butt for bourbon.
I thought you said Burger Week.
I said Burger and Bourbon. Yeah.
Oh, is there a Bourbon Week? That's fun.
How about Gambling Week? And you're
that's every week.
Master
that's
of ceremonies,
every
Taylor.
Day.
Yes. They'll have a parade for me downtown. I'll be the head marshal of the gambling parade. Yes.
Three games left in the season.
Thank God. I mean, that's it.
Conference championships Sunday.
Beer Man, I apologize. I have pissed you off today.
No,
and
that's the
last thing I want to do.
I enjoy coming in here talking football with my boys.
We're not talking football a whole lot today.
I don't care.
Oh,
it's camaraderie.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I do enjoy being with you guys.
I don't care if we just sit and talk about whatever.
As pissed
I know,
off as I
know
am.
Our podcast is all about football, which is fantastic. I know football. I love football. But it's just the time I spend
Are you
with
okay
you
over
all
there?
Yeah, I had
talking.
To clear my voice.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that.
He doesn't have a cough button.
Are we ready to talk about the games?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of excited to talk about the games, actually. Here are my notes. I've got 8 words written down. Sunday, 3 p.m., KC at Bell.
Here are my notes. Michigan State, Wisconsin, basketball. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'll write those down.
It's 2 weeks in a row he's tried to squeeze out his basketball picks.
Well, it's a Friday afternoon here, and we're doing the fast podcast because we've only got 2 games this weekend to talk about. 3 o'clock, Sunday afternoon, the Baltimore Ravens on what could be a soggy field, Brad. will be hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, and I know that soggy field speaks to your heart.
Are you introducing the games now?
Well, I just did.
That's okay.
Let's try and help us.
Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. 3.5-point favorites. Most places. Some places it's up to 4. Over Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Brittany Mahomes, and, of course, Taylor Swift.
Kelce.
And the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift marriage. Is that going to happen at the Super Bowl?
It's going to happen at halftime this Sunday.
If the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, how much can I find odds that Travis Kelce will get on one bended knee after that game?
Well, certainly, I think that if Kansas City wins this weekend, there will be lots of Taylor Swift prop bets for the Super Bowl. Don't you think? How many times?
Kind of makes sense.
How many times will she be shown on national television during the broadcast? And
will she interrupt the halftime show and say, "I'm going to let you finish, but I'm going to sing a little"?
Yeah, right. That's good. Will she flash us like Jason Kelce did? Show us that big hairy belly, Taylor. Come on, Tay-Tay.
Total here is 44.5.
My favorite bet. Go ahead.
Dennis, please go ahead.
My favorite bet in this game is to put like $5 on Baltimore to win, the money line. $5 on Baltimore -3. $5 on Baltimore -4. $5 on Baltimore -6, -7, -10, -11, 12, and 13.
He's expecting a blowout.
Because I am expecting a blowout. Who has Kansas City faced this
year? Are you going to parlay all those?
Let's talk about their division.
Yes.
Let's talk about their division. And who did they beat in these last few weeks? A banged up, beaten to death, you know, on their last gasp Buffalo Bills team. A Bengals team with Jake Browning. The Raiders. Chargers. Broncos.
Dolphins.
A beleaguered Dolphins team in the freezing cold. Kansas City ain't got nothing. They're out of steam. It's done. It's over. And I'm going big on them by widening spreads.
Bigger interesting.
Man. Yep. I feel good about it. I also feel good about the under. And we do think that there's going to be rain. Have we got the Dylan Godet?
Yes. I will share that with you when it is my turn.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Is it still my turn? Please say yes.
It is your turn.
Okay, Beer Man, your turn.
Thanks, buddies.
Welcome.
I forgot his name. Lamar Jackson is, I think, 7-2 this year against teams that have made the playoffs. One of those games against Pittsburgh, he never should have lost. So they're pretty hot. They're pretty good. On the other hand, Patrick Mahomes, 13-3 in the playoffs over his career. 2 losses to Tom Brady and 1 loss in overtime to Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. I agree with you, though. I think this game's going to be close. That's the part that scares me a little bit. You look at last year, 3 of the 4 games determined by a field goal. The only one that wasn't was San Francisco losing to Philadelphia. And if you remember, Brock Purdy got hurt really, really early in that game, so it was a little bit of a blowout. The year before that, 3 of the 4 games determined by a field goal. So the question is, which direction do you want to go? I don't care about Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. I think, you know, when you talk best coaches, he's right in there. But so is Harbaugh. When you talk quarterbacks, Mahomes is right there. But so is Lamar. I think the receivers and the runners are better for Baltimore. I think the defense is better for Baltimore. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I don't feel great about the extra half. But, yeah, I'm with you on this one. I'm going to take Baltimore, but I'm going to go with the over in this game, even with a little bit of rain.
Baltimore has been blowing out teams all season long. They've gotten better every week. Zay Flowers has turned into a wide receiver number one. He will be getting coverage from Ladarius Sneed. Ladarius Sneed has been playing. It's documented. He went to the D.C. coach, and he said, "What if this year I just cover the wide receiver one?" DC coach said, "Let me think about it." Came back to him a few weeks later in the preseason, said, "Yeah, let's run with this. You know, I think you're good. You know, you're good enough, kid. You can do this." And he's been doing it all season. He's been doing a great job of it. Kansas City's secondary has been second to none all season long. They've been outstanding, but they've not met the Baltimore Ravens this season. They don't know what Mark Andrews is going to do, and they don't know what Zay Flowers is going to do to them. And you've got Nelson Aguilar, who's always open in the end zone. It's just going to be a different ball game, and I think Kansas City is done. I think they're toast in this game. Brad.
Wrong again, boys. You don't make a lot of money in this world betting against the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. I can promise you that. Don't like betting against John Harbaugh. But I also don't like betting against Patrick Mahomes, especially when he's an underdog.
So you're not going to bet this game at all?
I don't have to, but I do like the under 44.5 much more than I like taking the Chiefs and the points. Shop around, you can find the four. I will take the Chiefs and the four. I will take the under 44.5. Yes, Dylan Godet did tell us the winds will be more than 10 miles an hour. So that's a game that I like to take an under in a spot like that. But I will say this about Lamar Jackson. We've seen his total rushing yards. You're looking for props. Go from 59.5 to 62.5. I will join the crowd here and take the over 62 rushing yards with Lamar Jackson on the day. So, yes, I'm going under the total, taking the Chiefs to the points. Even if the Ravens win, I'm still getting 4 points here. So, yeah, a field goal to win this either way would not surprise me. I'll take the dog here, and I'll go Lamar Jackson over rushing yards, your prop culture of the week.
It's interesting that you said you would take him in the over. One of the gurus from NFL Films, Greg Cosell, made the comment that he feels like there is going to be a lot of schemes this week, which are specifically runs for Lamar Jackson in this game.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a good game for Gus Edwards as well. Gus has been the number one running back for the team, but last weekend he only received, I think, maybe 10 touches out of the backfield, and that was because somewhere around the halftime mark, he experienced a hand injury, so they pulled him out of the game and they allowed Justice Hill to go in. And Justice Hill had a great game, but I think they're basing this week's stats on Gus Edwards getting fewer touches like he did last weekend. I think we'll see full-on Gus Edwards, and I think his over is around 40, and I would take the Gus Edwards over too. I think they're going to run. I think this is going to be one of those games where Baltimore is perfectly content to run the ball a lot, and I think also that Baltimore's defense is going to get a lot of pressure on Patrick Mahomes straight up the gut.
Yeah, let's not forget Dalvin Cook is now on the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
specifically
yep.
for this run.
So there you go, folks. Is anything else to add on this game?
It did seem like there was something else I was going to point out.
Do we know who Smiley Pete took in this game?
Everything that I said he did.
Tales of woe.
Because I am Smiley Pete.
Boy, that would suck if
wouldn't it? If you found out after the fact that it was actually me,
and you were just doing this to intentionally hurt me and piss me off, like Smiley Pete's coming in the door and you rip off your mask, Mission Impossible style. Yeah. It's me all along, and I'm just like,
the crazy kids should have known.
All right, next game. Let's go out to San Francisco, California. Brock Purdy. The much maligned now, Brock Purdy, a 7.5-point favorite with the Niners over Detroit and Jared Goff. Total has gone to 51.5. Beerman, we'll start with you.
So Brock Purdy had one of his worst games that he's ever had last week, and it was somewhat chalked up to rain, but they did win the game. Jared Goff is, I think, in the in the playoffs this year, he's averaging like 74%, second to only Patrick Mahomes as far as completions go. I feel like Detroit is kind of San Francisco light in this game. I think person to person, San Francisco's got a better team, but I don't feel like Detroit is that far off of them, and I think they kind of have the same game plan. Deebo Samuel is going to make a world of difference in this game, whether or not he plays, whether he plays at 100% or whether he's not at 100%. I think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to be able to play at 100%. I'm going to take Detroit in this game, getting the touchdown and the hook. And in this game, I'm actually leaning toward the under.
I'm not going to talk about the game script. I'm going to talk about the NFL script.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, first of all, isn't it beautiful that you have Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson in one conference, and in the other conference you have Brock Purdy versus Jared Goff? It's beautiful. But think about how Las Vegas does this with these games. Week after week, these teams, your pre-existing expectation level is that Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and he's going to give us a Patrick Mahomes game, and it's going to be close and tight, and it's only a 3-point spread, and oh my God, which one are we going to pick? Oh my God, you know, it could go either way. Wrong. In the other game, your pre-existing thought is, oh, San Francisco is going to kill this team. You know, Detroit doesn't stand a chance. Look at all these weapons. Wrong. I think Detroit figures out a way to fight hard for their coach. And I know Shanahan is a great coach, but I think Dan Campbell is every bit as good a coach. And I think this game centers around the O-line for Detroit. That's the biggest task. If they can protect Jared Goff and just give him that extra second and a half to throw the ball, Detroit stays in this game. San Francisco is a great rushing. I mean, they're a great sack team. They're great about getting the pressure on the quarterback. So that remains to be seen. But if they can do that, Detroit stays in this game. Detroit could even win this game. I mean, any of these four teams could win, and we all know that. But I do think the game hinges on the O-line for Detroit. And I think that this game, I'm taking Detroit and the points. And it's just weird enough and wacky enough that I believe it could happen that way.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of laying points in this game. The slightest.
Hey, and Brad, I'm sorry. I wanted to add too. Do we know yet if Deebo Samuel is playing? Because that's huge. That's a
questionable.
That's just a huge.
The three games that San Francisco lost in the middle of the year were the three games that Deebo wasn't in.
Yes, and I was going to ask Brad if he does play, what does it do to the line? Or if he doesn't play, what?
We are looking at this line. It's gone up from 7 to 7.5. So right now the sharps are not saying, hey, this makes a lot of difference. We wouldn't see this line go up if A, they thought it made a difference, or B, they thought he wasn't going to play.
Okay. All right, back to you. I apologize for interrupting.
No, it's okay.
But I didn't have that in my notes.
I had something very important to say, but, I mean, it's no big deal.
I'll get you nominated.
Is it award-winning of what you had to say?
Exactly. Boy, that look that Beer Man gave me when I interrupted him earlier, I felt terrible after that. He did look at me like, what? His face turned red. Anyway, it's against my religion to lay 7.5 here, but I'll take Detroit the points. But I do love the over here. I think you're going to see a team. Detroit could put up some points. Granted, they've played 11 of their last 12 games indoors, whether it be in Detroit or other places. But, yeah, this is a – and the best coach in all of football at covering point spreads is Dan Campbell. Last 3 years, it's not even close. 36-15 against the spread in these games. I'm taking Detroit the points, but I love the over here. Love the over a lot more than I do taking the points in Detroit. And if I was to take a prop in this game, Gibbs, the running back for Detroit, I think you're going to 23.5 rushing yards. Is his total. Yep.
That's it?
That's it. Receiving yards. I apologize.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. Receiving
yards. Makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, it does make a little more sense. I want to take over his receiving yards, which is 23.5. Jahmyr Gibbs, over. That's my best prop of the day. I don't know if you guys had props or have anything in mind to play in this game prop-wise, maybe a McCaffrey prop. We look at the odds to win the Super Bowl MVP right now. A lot of times – It's a lot more. You get more bang for your buck if you take a team's quarterback to win the MVP than just to take the team to win the future. Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's your third favorite to win the MVP. Any prop, maybe culture bets that you guys have for this game, maybe?
For this game, I mean, you can always take Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown. I mean, especially if Deebo Samuel is in question, and now would be a good time to take it before we find out if Deebo is actually playing.
I will say that one of the apps that the fanboys promote all the time has it. They've got a boost to where you can get McCaffrey anytime touchdown, even money. So that was something that I would look to play.
Sure.
His odds otherwise were -160. They made it even money. So they're giving you a little bit of bang for your buck there on that one.
Mark Andrews coming back for the Baltimore Ravens would be a nice touchdown play. And I don't know
how much he's going to play is the only thing that scares me.
Is that right?
Me. Well,
they said he was going to play last week and he didn't.
Yeah, but this would be his first game back. I don't know how much he's going to play. I know he's one of Lamar's favorite targets for sure, especially in the red zone.
Right, sure.
But that's the only thing that scares me about that is how much he's actually going to play this week. Now, if it's the Super Bowl and he's got another 2 weeks to kind of work with the team, that may be a little bit different.
Brad, does it scare you a little bit that I think – the Detroit Lions are going to try to slow the game down as much as they can to keep San Francisco off the field. Does that scare you about the over?
No, not at all.
No.
Does not scare me about the over.
San Francisco can score in five plays.
Yes. And Detroit isn't exactly – I mean, they've been running up a lot of points, too. They went over these two playoff games they've played as well.
And so, Detroit's secondary is a real problem.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you have it. So
name a good secondary that's left, though. I mean, I don't think anybody's secondary –
Kansas City is great. And that's one of my other favorite bets is the under in the second half of the Baltimore-Kansas City game.
Kansas City, I think they went over the total 17 out of 19 games, or under the total 17 out of 19 in the second half this year alone.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, that's the place we're looking for.
I made some money on that this year.
We've got Lynn Martin signing here, folks. We're doing our little football podcast.
I would love to get Lynn's picks for the
– We need Mac Daddy Stogie's Lynn Martin.
Go Lions. Go Lions.
There you go. Lions at the points.
I would love to see the Lions.
I would, too.
Move on.
How many points are they getting?
7.5.
7.5. Not enough.
Not enough?
Go Lions.
How are we doing on basketball this week?
Well, I don't know. I've been really tied up. I haven't really been able to pay as much attention, but what's the line for the Cats game tomorrow?
5.5.
5.5. I tell you what, we have an up-and-down team.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing situation. You go watch them play against Georgia here the other night, and it was like we could beat anybody in the world, and our new kid was unbelievable, and then – You know, the next game, he looks like a freshman.
3 days later.
Yeah, it's like, what in the world is going on? I don't know. And, Sam Bowie said it best at halftime of the Georgia game. You know, they were introducing the 84-85 team, and some of those guys are no longer with us, but they introduced all those people. And basically he said, Cal gets a lot of grief from people, but if he doesn't win it all this year, it's his fault. That's per Sam Bowie.
Uh-huh. Oh, he was kidding, though, right? There wasn't a little bit of truth in that.
Serious.
I know he was serious. Backhanded compliment, so to speak.
Sam Bowie was on the plane with Leah and Collie and my grandson going to Florida the other night for the weekend. And they were sitting near him and another fellow that I know was sitting next to Sam and had a conversation with Sam. And Sam's getting a lot of grief, evidently, for making that comment at Rupp Arena in front of 23,000.
What's wrong with him saying that? There's nothing wrong with him saying that.
He was just saying what he thought.
Amen.
In his mind.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Sam Bowie on here and let's get a conversation.
Yes. I know. I used to see Sam Bowie at the Red Mile all the time when I was a kid. I guarantee you he'll bet on a few things, and the horses especially.
I only have one question to ask you. What radio station are we listening to right now? Who are we on?
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
That's right, sports radio, ESPN, 1300, 92.5. Go Lions! I'll see you guys later. Anybody seen a pair of brown gloves? That's what I'm really looking for.
We'll see you later. He had to endure that just to get some gloves. But folks.
The LM behind LM Communications there, Lynn Martin, our president.
Who says,
boss.
Take the Lions and the points. If you're playing at home, or even
I'm with him.
You got that on the legal pad there?
I'm going to add him to the group text.
So we are all on Detroit.
Oh, that's not good.
It's a little scary.
I like the total a lot more in that game. I love the over there in that game.
Over or under, which direction do you want to go there?
Yeah, I was going to take the under, but
I took the under.
Brad's confidence in the over. Here's the thing. When Brad says over, I listen. He always says under.
He does under a lot. I feel under in this game, though.
I don't know at this point.
Weather is supposed to be perfect,
yeah,
according to Dylan Goday.
Sunny and beautiful.
Yes. So weather is not going to be an issue. But, yeah, I love the over in this one. Of all the bets this week, that might be my favorite one.
Wow.
Of all the four sides in total, that might be my favorite one. I do like the under in Baltimore, and I do like Kansas City in the points. But Detroit in the points, I'm like you guys. I could see Detroit really just getting blown out of the water here. And San Francisco really piling up the points.
But that's what everybody's thinking.
Right, exactly. That's why this scares me so much.
That's what Vegas does to you.
And you're going to get there, well, I got to bet this game. There's only one more football game after this one. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to have some action on it. Right. No, you don't either. But that's just me.
I put money early in the week, pretty much as soon as the matchups were determined. I got San Francisco at 6.5.
That's good.
I did take San Francisco at 6.5. Now that it's at 7.5, I take Detroit.
Timing that they're trying to middle it. That's good. Yes. We don't talk about that much. Trying to middle it. We talk about the unranked traps a lot of times in college basketball. Mm-hmm. You want to get them early And then they'll jump 2-3 points by the time they get the tip-off, because if schleps like us know about it, everybody knows about it. So, yeah, you can middle those, but that's a key number, too. That's seven. That's a good number to get for a middle. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's one of the things that I don't do. I don't play the middling game. It's not because I don't believe in it, because I know it works, and I know that there's value in it, but I just, it's one of those things I've never done.
If you get a key number like seven.
Oh, yeah.
That's 3 and 7. I would, if you could tell me I can middle 3s and 7s, yeah, I'll take those all day.
I think that made the ESPN headlines this past week from the Baltimore game last week. I believe that there was a middling thing that happened on that, and a lot of people cashed in, and it was apparently a big betting day for.
Yeah, the ESPN bet app has been taking it on the chin a lot of different ways. They've been making mistakes, and. Yeah, theirs is not. They've been having some issues over there.
Really?
Well, yeah, they've had to make some payouts they didn't want to make, and yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, it was stupid. I mean, wait, it says ESPN right over there on the wall. But that's the app though is a whole different ballgame. Okay, best bets. I've kind of gone over my best bet for the weekend. I like the over in Detroit and San Francisco probably more than any other. I do like the under in Baltimore and the Chiefs. Best bets from you guys.
I'm going to go with Detroit. Yeah, 7.5 is just too many. Granted, you go back 3 and 4 years, there's some 31-19s in there, some scores that get a little out of control. But I just, you're talking about the number one quarterback that was taken in the draft and the last quarterback that was taken in the draft.
Never happened before.
Yeah. It's just that number's just too big. And like you said, I can see Detroit winning this game.
Sure.
I think it would be considered an upset by many, especially Detroit making their first ever Super Bowl. But, I think both these games are going to be relatively tight. It's just a matter of how tight they're going to be.
Make no mistake, Detroit is a young and very promising team for the future. They're going to be back here again. It's not going to surprise me if they get beat this year. It would surprise me if they're not back here at least 2 out of the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, so you look at some of the common opponents. San Francisco just played Green Bay last week and struggled against them. Detroit handled Green Bay earlier this year. One thing that scares me about Detroit, obviously I watched the two Bears when they played the Bears. Bears had them beat in both games. So it's like, what has improved that much? But motivation and emotion is just huge in this game. And Detroit certainly got that going right now.
They do. They do. I think this is the year of the hairball. The hairball. Hairball.
Harball.
Hairball. The Harball. Hairball. I'm not a fan of the Harbaugh family. No. Hell no. I'm a Bengals fan. Come on.
Well.
And I grew up in Ohio, so my older brother is a massive Buckeye fan. So,
I'm not a fan of them personally, but, boy, they cash tickets, man.
Well, absolutely.
Both of them. Jim was in the NFL, he was cashing tickets like crazy, too.
Great coaches. All day long, it's the easiest bet on the board for me is Baltimore minus the points. And I'm going to ladder it. I'm going to play it. I don't care. If I lose $50 taking, Baltimore minus 7 and Baltimore minus 10 and Baltimore
10-leg parlay.
12, I'll play a 10. I'm going to do one just for you.
Really?
Yep.
I want a screenshot before it goes off.
Before? Okay.
All right. I don't appreciate these after it happens. I need it before.
Well, I send you a screenshot. You still see whether it hits or not.
I know, but still.
Okay.
Christmas Day, I put a $25 bet on Baltimore and San Francisco in the Super Bowl.
Whoa, that's a good one.
$25 will pay me $142.
There you go.
When did I place this one? Hang on.
Cut.
Yeah. It doesn't show me where I placed this.
They don't have it.
I did put a bet on Baltimore winning the AFC. I can't find when I took it, but never mind. I'm on the wrong app.
I mean, if that happens, this is a rematch. This would be a rematch of what, Super Bowl 40, whatever it is?
The Brother Bowl.
If who wins? San Francisco and Baltimore? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2012.
When the power went out.
And Colin Kaepernick was your 49ers quarterback.
And Joe Flacco was the winning quarterback.
Yeah.
December 6th, I put a $20 bet on Baltimore to win the AFC.
Okay, bragger.
Wow.
What else have you done?
Congratulations.
Hey, the guy that I put in on Defensive Player of the Year is one of the finalists and most valuable players.
DeMar Hamlin?
Finalist. No.
Oh, I thought you bet on DeMar Hamlin, defensive player of the year.
Well, there was no money in that. And it's still, I'm not going to be happy if he wins it.
That's comeback player of the year, not defensive player.
Oh, defensive player. My bad, my bad. No, defensive player of the year, I put in TJ Watt.
Oh, okay.
At plus 310.
All right, so any parting shots here?
Do we want Jason Phillips's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 game parlay?
For the
Jason Phillips
championship, divisional championship.
He has Jared Goff passing yards under 260.
Who's Jason Phillips?
Don't worry about
it. He's a radio buddy of ours.
Oh.
He has Jahmyr Gibbs rushing yards over 48.
I didn't appreciate that hand.
He has Zay Flowers over 42.5 receiving yards. Rashee Rice receiving yards over 59.5. And Sam Laporta's receiving yards over 46.5. That's too many overs in that game. Or a low under.
I like the Rice one. But I don't know if I'm with Laporta. But anyway.
I don't know, man. Baltimore's secondary is good. I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me if that game is a lot of running and a lot of clock tick, tick, tick. Because, you know, Kansas City has Isaiah Pacheco, who's probably their best offensive weapon after Mahomes. And then you have the trio of Hill, Edwards, and Jackson for Baltimore.
Jerry Rice has caught 151 playoff receptions in his career.
Jeez.
Travis Kelce has caught 145. The total of receptions this week for Travis Kelce, 5.5. Over or under, 5.5 receptions for Travis Kelce this week.
I'm under.
You
don't think he's going to be blanketed, bracketed, whatever?
No, of course he is.
Yeah.
It's Baltimore. They don't care about stuff like that. They'll just, make
Baltimore's
sure.
Good.
They also know that Travis Kelce makes that team go when he's getting 10 for 100.
If they can shut down Kelce, although Pacheco has been their kind of bread and butter, I think the team that has really kind of opened them up a little bit this year, because it's, you know, Rashee Rice, you may think he's going to get 60 yards receiving or more, but if he's not there, they'll go to somebody else even if they drop the ball on a regular basis.
Marquez Scantling.
Yeah.
Valdez Scantling. Yeah, we've got three games left. They're all three going to be guaranteed good games, but yeah.
There you have it, folks. Our best bets, our crying about the Smiley Pete Awards, and
not our, your.
And male camaraderie with the usual insults and humiliations. Any farting shots, guys?
No.
I got nothing, except for the fact that I'm sad that the NFL's almost done.
Did I mention how happy I was that Beer Man is nominated for some awards?
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Thanks so much for listening. And until the next time, as always,
may the sinners be yours.
Anything, Beer Man?
Thanks, buddies.
May the winners be yours.
And ours.
And the winner is.
And the Smiley Pete's.
And the winner is.
And the winner is. And Dead the, Air Dennis.
And the Smiley Pete goes to. What a ridiculous show that was.
Dennis, did you want the over?